Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 104 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. So, longtime listeners will know that I have been a teacher of photography, a college-level educator of photography for, 28 years now. And over that period of time, I've had really a great, wonderful, tremendously satisfying career in teaching photography, helping students learn photography, and just as importantly, learning a lot about photography myself by teaching it. Any of you who've ever taught anything know that there's nothing quite like teaching something to teach you more about what it is you don't know about that thing than there is anything else in the world. You know, there is this sense that you need to be able to really be the master of that thing that you're teaching in order to learn how to teach it best. So in that long period of time of teaching, one of the things that I have noticed is that there are really kind of two types of students, or at least two different ways that students typically seem to learn the content that has been in the classes that I've taught. And I thought it might be useful to examine those two different strategies. So let's talk about the majority of the students first. Now, the majority of the students enter classes at my school, College of DuPage, with this sense that what they want is to learn all of the checkboxes. At least that's the way I refer to it. Here's how to make a good composition. Here's how to make a good exposure. Here's how to choose the right focal length of lens. Here's how to use Photoshop. Here's how to use Lightroom. And that is what most students who start learning photography kind of assume that they need to learn how to do. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need to learn how to do those things. Those are obviously important parts of the photographic process, but they are not the most important things. And obviously, those of you who've been listening to Camera Position for a while know that that would be my strategy. Those are not the most important things. What are the most important things then? The most important things are the thought process behind why you're using that particular strategy, why you're doing that particular thing at that particular time. So the checkbox mentality is one that I have tried to fight with students for a long, long time. And what's interesting is that almost every student who starts out with this idea that the way to learn photography is to check off the 150 checkboxes in the list of how to be a good photographer. That's what most of them really start with. But most of those students really discover over time that learning photography is about learning how to learn. Learning how to learn. Learning the basic technology of photography and then being able to apply it over a wider variety of ideas, subjects, types of photographs, so forth and so on. And all I really need to do is point to the dramatic and radical change that photography's had in terms of technology over the last, 15 years or so. The change from film-based technologies to digitally-based technologies, or at least the majority of photographers shooting with digitally-based technologies now. And obviously, the mechanical part of photography is different. The machines are different. The way we record images is different. The way we deal with images post-production is very, very different. But the basic concepts of photography are still the same. Exposure is still the same. Composition is still the same. Focal lengths of lenses are still the same. Oh, they might be a little bit different depending on the size of the sensor, but frankly, they're no different than they were before with the size of a piece of film. Learning about how a normal lens worked on a 35mm camera and how that lens became a wide-angle lens on a medium format or an even wider lens on a large format camera was part of photography before, just like it is photography now. It's part of the medium and part of the way in which we deal with photography. So that learning of checkboxes is one of the things that I try to rail against with my students. I really try to help them understand that while the checkboxes are at least a little bit important at the beginning, aperture, shutter speed, committing those kinds of things to memory, understanding the differences between high ISO and low ISO, understanding basic principles of composition, those things are obviously very important to learn and to commit to memory. But really, as we all know, photography is all about making things up on the spot, imagining something new out of the basic ideas that you already have. So don't try to check all those checkboxes. Really just sort of check the few checkboxes that you absolutely have to know. Learn how to use your camera, at least in a rudimentary way. Learn what apertures are, learn what shutter speeds are, and then fly off and try to do something new. Try to figure out the way that this camera will do something that it's not supposed to do. What happens if the shutter is left open for a really long time? What happens if the aperture is super small? What happens if, you know, all of those different possibilities of photography occur? So rail against checking the checkboxes and try to think about ways that the how of photography can be supplanted by the why of photography. Why would I use this idea? Why would I try this? And of course, one of the ways to do that, one of the best ways to do that, is really to look at lots of photographs, look at lots of photographers' work, and of course, make lots of photographs, because photography is a learn-by-doing operation. You can think about photography all you want, but you really can't learn how to do it until you try it. So, go out with your camera, with those basic ideas about photography tucked into your back pocket, and begin to explore and experiment with what photography can do. And don't worry about the checkboxes. Worry later about the way in which you can think about photography. A last note is that I have had a couple of cancellations, and so I have a few spots available in my photo workshops in Italy this summer in search of the personal, photographing Southern Tuscany from June 2nd to June 9th, 2012. We'll be in the incredibly beautiful town of Pienza and branching out from there to some of the most beautiful hill towns in all of Italy. And then after that, right after that, Venice, Light, Atmosphere, and Drama, Saturday, June 9th to Wednesday, June 13th in the magical city of Venice. So if you're interested in either one of those workshops, drop me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com or give me a call. The number is both in the app and on the workshop webpage, photographitaly.com. So thanks again for joining me on Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.